From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. More than 6 years ago, when the U.S. invaded Afghanistan and the Taliban was overthrown, many comparisons were made to the Soviet Union's experiences in the 1980s. Some said the U.S. succeeded where the Soviets had failed. Well, now, despite billions of dollars pledged by the international community and tens of thousands of NATO soldiers, some people with intimate knowledge of Afghanistan worry that the Soviets' mistakes are being repeated. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kabul.
On December 27, 1979, the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan. That marked the start of a 10-year Soviet occupation and a bloody guerrilla war between the Soviets and Western-backed Afghan holy warriors called Mujahideen. The war ended with the Soviets' humiliating withdrawal from Afghanistan in 1989.
We underestimated allergy of Afghan nation to foreign invaders because we didn't believe ourselves to be foreign invaders at that time.
Zamir Kabulov was a young Soviet diplomat based in Kabul throughout the 1980s.
We neglected traditions and culture and religion of Afghans.
Today, Kabulov is back in Kabul, serving as Russia's ambassador to Afghanistan. The veteran diplomat says today the West is repeating many of the same mistakes that the Soviets made here, especially with the deployment of more and more NATO soldiers to Afghanistan.
You can double and triple a number of your contingent, and still you will lose this war, because it's not a matter of number. It's a matter of quality of Afghan National Army and police.
NATO commanders would agree with that analysis, but British journalist Peter Juvenal says he thinks nonetheless the Western alliance is making all the mistakes the Soviets made here. Juvenal reported for years on the Afghan Mujahideen.
The Soviet Union followed this military approach to Afghanistan, which failed. It took them 8 years to realize that. And that's what's sad about the international community. They came in on the promise and talk about reconstruction, and now they seem to spend more money on the military, increase of military troops, and consequently more military operations.
An American warplane roars as it takes off from Bagram Air Base, north of Kabul. NATO's more than 50,000 foreign soldiers operate out of many former Soviet military installations in Afghanistan, like Bagram. This airbase is currently being expanded. Though today's NATO force is far smaller than the 150,000 Soviet soldiers that once occupied Afghanistan, NATO commanders are constantly urging members of the alliance to send more men to help battle a fierce Taliban insurgency that has spread across eastern and southern Afghanistan. Syed Mohammad Golubzoy was a top minister in the Soviet-backed Afghan government. He says today's guerrilla conflict reminds him of days gone by.
In those days, the provincial capitals were in the hands of the government, while the Mujahideen controlled the villages. We are seeing the same thing happening today with the Taliban and the government.
But there are big differences between the Soviets and NATO. Francesc Vendrell, the top European envoy to Afghanistan, believes many Afghans welcomed the arrival of foreign troops in 2001.
We were seen as liberators, but that was 6.5 years ago, and they expected us to be gone by now, having, of course, resolved all the problems, which wasn't going to happen.
NATO commanders say one major problem is the resentment many Afghans feel towards Afghan President Hamid Karzai, whose government is widely seen as corrupt and inefficient. General John Craddock is the supreme NATO commander.
There are three groups of people, I believe, in Afghanistan today. There is a pro-government minority. There is an anti-government minority. And there is an undecided majority.
During the 1980s, John Dixon was a diplomat stationed at the U.S. consulate in Peshawar, the Pakistani border city, which served as a sanctuary for the Afghan Mujahideen. Dixon says the Taliban militants use some of the same mountain trails to infiltrate Afghanistan from Pakistan that the American-backed Mujahideen once used.
Sometimes get irrationally angry at the Taliban, as many of them were in the resistance, Pashtuns, and they should have been more appreciative of what we did to help them regain their country.
Russia's man in Kabul, Zamir Kabulov, says today the West may be paying the price for the role it played in Afghanistan during the Cold War.
Dozens of countries participated clandestinely or openly in supporting Mujahideen with arms, ammunition. Now many people who are fighting against your forces today, they're the same guys or children of the same guys.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.